Oh, baby. Final edition of Game Time for yours truly. Just crazy, man. What's crazy is to think about everything that's happened in my life since I started here all the way back in 2009. I mean, this is pretty much like
you're
the first
yourself,
the, I know the first this is pretty much the first job I ever really had.
Ooh.
Like, so I mean, I went from playing at Creighton to I was a graduate assistant for a year under Coach Altman, and then I started here. Actually, people, I started here in sales for a little bit. It was like
I would love to have me in Nick Bosa.
You know, I was a horrible salesman. I may be able to make like a point on like why I think Tommy Armstrong is this or that. Like, but if I had to convince, I was terrible. But yeah, I started in sales, and that was kind of how they made the budget work for the Schick and Nick show. You know, like, and then that's kind of how it was. So I was pretty much a year removed from playing when the Schick and Nick show started. And it's just, I think about back then, I was only like a year and a half or so into my relationship with my wife now, and we've been together since 2007, you know, like.
Y'all got baby.
We got a baby.
I almost said, but there's no.
Yeah, we got a baby. Nebraska was still in the Big 12. Creighton was still in the Missouri Valley Conference. Think about all the coaches, Doc Sadler to Tim Miles to now Fred Hoiberg. Coaches were Bo Pelini to Mike Riley. Now Scott, Dane Altman was the coach. Now it's Greg McDermott. UNO. Cut football, cut wrestling. It's just like, it's crazy. We used to have Pat Burns on the Schick and Nick show, who was the football coach for UNO. Every week, it's nuts the amount of stuff that has changed. I went through my health scare. I had a thymus gland right here that then had a tumor in it, and they had to take it out. When the show started, I had a thymus gland. Now I don't. I hadn't had strokes. Now I have two strokes. It's just, you know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. And then, to have a show get like broken up, like the Schick and Nick show got broken up. I do think there's value in that. Like, I'm one of those guys that I think there's value in getting broken up with. Like, I think you do need to kind of get your heart broken. Like, I think it's like, if you're one of those people that's like gone through your entire dating life and never really had like your heart broken, I don't think that's good. And it's like, yeah, technically the Schick and Nick show got canceled, but like, at the same time, 1620 was going to keep both Schick and I around just in different shows. But I think it's good to like experience that so you realize how harsh and cruel, like, you know, the world can be at times. It's just, it's crazy. My stuff has occurred here.
Yes. So here's what I'll do.
Give it to me.
I'm not going to make you cry.
Okay.
But I got to thank you before all of this show happens.
Oh, boy.
Got to thank you for bringing me on.
Yeah.
Got to thank you because without this, Farrell's wouldn't happen. And now my
How
life
about
has
that?
Changed.
Yeah.
Shout out to Farrell's.
Yeah.
120 to Fort. But so I told you I don't like surprises.
Right.
I hate them.
Right.
And I'm not going to surprise you with anything. So just, I'm not, there's no special tribute, no special open. What I will do though is I'm going to try to open up each segment with songs that we've talked about during off the air.
Yeah, okay.
There's some of these. Might not be the right time of day for these.
I was going to say.
But I just appreciate you for allowing me and agreeing to bring me on.
Yeah.
And 6 months is a very long time.
It is.
And for those asking, there's like two things. One, I don't know what's next. I can't give you any inside info.
Yeah.
As soon as I know, I will let you know.
Yeah.
Two, I've agreed that sure, I'll stick around to whatever is happening next. So
yeah.
So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I wanted to get that out of the way.
Well, I was with you. So when Corey left, we were figuring out we were gonna do the new producer, I was because for a while you didn't put your name. They actually like kind of approached you with it.
Yeah.
And I remember I was always like, I was secretly hoping you would the whole time. You were the guy that I wanted the entire time because there are a couple times you'd fill in and then other than that, we'd like run into each other or at the CDW and I always liked our interactions.
Yeah.
I was like, they were always good and you have a way of putting people at ease and making people feel comfortable. And as when you sit behind the mic and you got to put yourself out there, You don't want some. You know, there's certain people that, like, when you're around them, you just
you tense up.
Yeah. You with me, I don't like. You make me calm, and
oh, that's saying a lot.
Yeah. You calm me down, which is great, and that's why I was the whole time I was like, yeah, George, come on, dog, get it.
Because I'm not gonna lie, and no offense to the afternoon show or the morning show, when they approached me about it,
right?
And I think I told Neil this. I was like, I don't think I could do those shows justice.
Yeah.
I was like, I knew Nick was an NBA guy. And then when he told me how excited you were when my name got brought up, I was like, well, if he's excited and he
then
wants
I'll do
me,
it. Yeah,
I'll,
yeah.
I guess I'll hang out with him for 3 hours.
Yeah, I knew it. Fit matters. We talk about it all the time.
All the fit matters.
And you was a perfect fit, man. It's sad it didn't get to go on longer. But
6 months is long enough.
There, yeah, 6 months is longer than a lot of people do. But I want to get one phone call before we get to Scott here. Hey, Roger, appreciate you calling, man. Go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to wish you well. I've been listening to your show probably for 3 or 4 years.
Cool.
And I always have gotten a kick out of it because there's no pretense there. You're just are funny. You don't talk down to people. And you have some good thoughts, and you're kind of a thinking person's sports talk show guy.
Right.
But I always laugh at your day-to-day takes. Like, one of them was when you were out shoveling, I think, and you slipped and fell. Remember that?
Yeah.
And you talked about it, and the first thing you do is you get up and you look around and see if anybody saw you. A few weeks ago, I'm in Salt Lake City. I'm walking down the street, and I decided to take a shortcut through a parking lot, and there was like a 2-inch lip on the lot, and I tripped and fell on my knee and my shoulder. Do I worry about my knee, my shoulder? No, I look around. Did anybody see this? You know? And then the next thing is, oh, yeah, my shoulder. It's my shoulder. Yeah, my shoulder's okay. Okay,
right,
check.
Right,
there we go.
Right.
My knee's okay. Okay, that's good. And I get up and keep walking, but I thought.
That's hilarious, right? Yeah, hey, when you fall, it's your feelings and embarrassment to take precedent over all ligaments and bones and all. That's what matters first, Roger, right? That's exactly right.
Oh, God. The other thing I had to mention and how much I laughed at was when Schick got you with the NIT.
Oh, God, yeah.
Committee.
That was bad. That was bad.
Great stuff, Nick. I'm going to miss you. And great show. The cool thing, too, you never talk to anybody. There was a guy who used to host a show, and he would couch things in terms like, those closest to the program know.
Right.
And he would put you right down in your place. You've
right.
never done that.
Right. No, I appreciate the kind words, Roger. Thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Hey, good luck to you.
Thank you. That's Roger right there. That's good. Okay, we got to get Shanley. That's cool. Yeah, I forgot. I mean, I remember that I slipped shoveling snow. And I was like, I mean, I went down hard too, like hard. I was like, anybody see that? I mean, did a quick scan around the neighborhood. Do I have to go into witness protection? I'm so embarrassed right now. Nope, I'm good. I'm good. All right, hey, coming up next, a guy that I was so thrilled when he agreed to be a weekly guest, because you talk about a guy that I get smarter every time I listen to this guy talk. Scott Chandler's next.